We've been asked to address this whole issue of criminal enforcement in the maritime context, and David and Mimi and I have talked a bit about how to break this up. And what we're going to do is this. I'm going to lead off with a discussion. I was asked to kind of bridge the gamut here between a DOJ prosecutor's perspective, and then I've been out of DOJ for about 9 years now, and give a little bit of additional perspective from the defense counsel side. So I'm going to talk about both facets of criminal enforcement in the maritime space. And I have a couple of quick comments on the marine casualty prosecutions as well. David is going to focus on his recent experiences, extraordinary successful experiences in the defense of Robert Colusa in connection with the prosecutions stemming from the Deepwater Horizon casualty. And then Mimi is going to give us a perspective that she has based on her extensive experience at Coast Guard headquarters and now up in Sector New York and actually supervising this program from the Coast Guard's side and now at the Port State Control level up in Sector New York. I hope to touch on three major topics. The first being, as I mentioned, the perspectives and objectives of DOJ and the Coast Guard in the original implementation and development of this criminal enforcement program for MARPOL or APPS violations.